Well, here I am. It's Mary from the Echoes, and I have the privilege to be with Gonzalo Calmet from the agency 121 in Peru, who's won many Echoes over the years and won Echoes in 2024. So we want to talk to him a little bit about his Echo experience and what sort of recommendations he can make to people who want to participate in the Echoes. Question one, what were the biggest obstacles you faced in the campaign that won the Echo, which is the foosball, right? You know,
the people's foosball.
The people's foosball.
Yeah, we're talking about the people's foosball for Adidas. I think the main challenge in launching an idea like this, it is recognize that Peru has is a country where social inequality is still like an unresolved issue. It's a big issue here. And I think the challenge was that brands are not always willing to take a stand on topics that may spark controversy or make them somehow vulnerable on social media.
Did you have any data insights that drove the creative?
Yes, I think the main data insight was that we have some inclusion data, inclusion indicators, and it is an alarming indicator here that said that 2 out of 3 Peruvians have experienced discrimination from another Peruvian. So that's a piece of data.
Yeah. Were there any internal politics or external politics involved with the campaign? Did you get any pushback from any sectors?
Not at all. Not at all. Not from any sector, nor the client, nor any group.
How does this campaign reflect the changes that have occurred in marketing communications over the last few years?
I think it's not an easy question. But I think in Peru, as in many other parts of the world, there is like this growing fear about how social media will react to campaigns that address gender, social issues, and topics like that. So I think this campaign represents a breakthrough by highlighting one of the deepest social issues in a way that resonated with people.
And did you have any negative reactions on the social media?
Not at all. We didn't have a negative sentiment, not at all. It was a very good campaign. I think that any comment that, if there was a comment, a negative comment on social media, it had to be related to the soccer match results. I mean, the score, Peru lost. So it was very, it's not about the campaign, really.
Did emerging technology play any role in this particular campaign?
I won't call it an emerging technology, but I think that 3D printing was something important so we were able to scan players and to recreate them, to 3D print them.
Oh, cool. So
I think that was a technology that was key to the campaign. Otherwise, it would have been like the results could have been different, the faces of the players, because it had to resemble the faces of real players.
Real players.
And human figures, so had to be a very good miniature.
What else would you have done in this campaign? You know, if the client said, "Go for it, spend as much money as you want, Gonzalo," what would is there anything else you would have done?
Yeah, sure. You know, I think that we would have scaled the conversation by producing more foosball tables and placing them in different places than we did. I mean, schools, universities, companies. I would have taken the tables to many, many places. And not only that, but government and institutions to have people talking about this more than it did. And I think that a fun part that I think was left was that we wanted the people to do their own tables with their friends and people. I mean, tables that resemble their own groups. No, I mean, and groups from different places in Peru. So that would have been nice. And the third thing that I think I would have done is take it to an international level, because I mean it's a Peruvian issue when we talk about race, but when we talk about gender, it's an international issue. So I would have taken the same campaign to other places to spark conversation on some other topics, inclusion topics.
That's great. Now, how do you measure the success of this campaign?
I think the success of a campaign now has to be the number of conversations that it sparked. I mean, that's very simple because it's people talking about the campaign and the problem. So that we achieved inviting very known, well, sport men and sport women to the campaign. And, you know, they have followers and they share the campaign on their social media. So I think that the conversation was the main indicator.
Cool. And do you think the campaign had any long-term effects in addition to short-term effects?
Well, yeah, I guess it does. When we talk about Adidas brand power in Peru, you know, Adidas was not on the jersey for like 37 years. So Adidas came back to Peru to the soccer team jersey after 37 years, and this campaign adds up to that love brand. People was waiting for it for a long time. And it has to do also with the, I don't know the word in English, but it's like a Kabbalah, that the last time.
Oh yeah, that's jinxes and things. Yeah. That you want to be careful.
Because the thing is that in 1982, it was the last time that Peru went to a World Cup together with Adidas, and it was a very, very good moment of our national team. That's so cool. People was waiting for this to happen again, but that's it didn't. Cool. But it didn't.
Well, you didn't get there, but you will soon.
We got the brand, not the score.
Yeah. Okay, what's the secret to winning awards?
To win an award is having an idea that is, first of all, you know, based on an insight or piece of information that is relevant to a lot of people. And then you need an idea that is like globally recognizable, no? Uh-huh. And when I mean globally, it has to be an insight now that anyone in the world could be reflected on that. And then I think you need to frame this idea from a certain angle, not that connects with people. I think it's like a sequence. When you have this piece of data and then you have this big insight connected to an idea that is a global idea, I think it has a good, very good chance of winning.
Do you think that awards are important?
Sure they are. Of course. You know, this is a question that I have asked myself a lot during my whole career, and I think that it is. I think mostly because, first of all, you get this, you push the creative standards higher, No, and when you have the when you see the awards, when you participate in the awards, you can see what it's been done in somewhere else, and then you move to an I mean you admire the good work, and then you move away from it to make something new. So it moves, it pushes creativity standards. And I think that's very important. And the other thing is that I think that the awards celebrate the work of a lot of people that are involved in all the, I mean, in all this work and in all this job. And that's a very good thing, because this is an industry where you have to work a lot, and people deserve that. You know, all the people that are working this deserve that moment that where they see their work celebrated. And I think there is something else, that is when that awards and prizes, when you win and when you participate, still that these awards strengthen the relationship between agencies and clients. Uh-huh. And that's very important, because everybody wants to win, and everybody wants to participate, to be competing and see their work out there, you know, fighting for a prize. I think people like it, and it gives the professionals in our industry, in marketing, clients and agencies, it gives them the opportunity to get better jobs, to move in their own companies, you know, and to be somehow to advance. And I think that's important too.
Very interesting. Now, from the point of view of the society as a whole, is marketing important?
Of course. I can't imagine a world without marketing. Not possible. It's not possible. Not. I think that the first thing is that it obviously it drives the economic activity of a country.
Uh-huh.
There are products and services that have to move, and marketing is what makes it possible. Otherwise, it would be everything like hidden. And the second thing I think is that it educates and raises awareness through its messages. So I think there's a lot of education work that we do in communication. Uh-huh. We reflect values, we reflect our societies, so it is important. And I think most important is that when you do marketing, you're all the time trying to respond to the people's needs. No, so you're reading all the time the markets, and you are scanning. No, you are trying to understand the people's needs, and that makes you innovate. And I think that's something important that marketing does
I have one of the people that I have interviewed before you said that he thinks, because I'm an old marketer, and says, well, marketing is to satisfy the needs and the expectations of the customers.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, actually, I think marketing, the final goal of marketing is to improve people's lives.
Yes.
And I loved that way of expressing it. You know, it's almost impossible to talk in any interview nowadays without mentioning artificial intelligence, to the point at which I think it's almost become sort of boring, because a lot of people talk about it, and I don't really know how much constructive knowledge they're adding to it. But do you have something to say about artificial intelligence
Yes, help. Help. Yeah. No. Well, you know, I disagree that it's, I don't think it's a boring topic. I think it's a very interesting topic. And I see there's a lot of people talking a lot about AI, but I think this is only the tip of the iceberg, and we are still playing with what, you know, with some toys. But it's gonna, this is gonna be like humongous. Yeah, when they talk about the singularity, I think this is, because we've been talking about the singularity a lot of time, and I think AI is the beginning of the singularity, you know, the one that is shaping the curve. And I think it's, there is still, a, I mean, I don't have a groundbreaking revelation, nothing like that, but I do think about AI all day, how it's going to be, what's going to be next, how we have to adapt, because if you don't do, somebody's going to do it.
So looking forward over the next 5, 10, or 20 years, I know it's impossible to predict, but what do you think is coming in the future of communications and marketing communications?
Well, I think it's hard to say, but because it goes against us, but I think, I believe the future of communications will be fully automated. From fully automated.
Fully automated. Okay.
Fully automated. I guess it's gonna be like that, and
no human input.
Yes, and that's what that was gonna be the contrast with that. That I guess that at a certain moment it's gonna be so much AI put on everything that the human touch is gonna be your
differentiator.
Exactly. The value is going to come from brands that bring back human elements to communication. Because it's going to be like a hype, I think. All TV commercials and everything. Now you see some pieces of advertising that says, that read, made with AI. No? I think in the future it's going to say made with real people, like the orange juice.
Yeah, like real oranges. Yeah.
It's going to be like that. But I really think that we were talking about, you know, these agents, the AI agents, where you can define certain positions or jobs with some parameters or instructions, and then you can make their interact, you can make them interact, so you can make all those roles. I think we're going to build all those roles, and then we're going to make them interact. So the result is going to be, there's going to be a creative director, a copywriter, a planner, and analyst, and everything. It's going to be like, we're going to make interact all these agents. And that, what I'm saying is, I think it's something that is already here. Some people are doing that already in different industries. Cool. We're still doing AI for the obvious things. Image generation and video generation and some other tasks. But we have to imagine how deep we can take it. And that's going to be the real difference. When we take it, for instance, to the planning area where that is normally seen as a human-based activity, but planning could also be done like that.
Gonzalo, is there anything you'd like to add at the end of this interview? Any sort of advice to echo postulants?
Well, something else. Well, that I'm very happy that about our award in the Echo Awards. I wish that this year to be present this year with more more campaigns, and that I would love to give feedback or participate in anything that can help the award grow bigger.
Great. This is our first year back after a 2-year hiatus, and we did very well, and we're looking for more, and we hope to see you at our retreat.
Sure. Just give me the dates.
All righty. Wonderful.
Because the location is it's a yes. You got me at hello.
Wonderful. Okay, well, thank you, Gonzalo Calmet from 121 Agency in Peru, and Echo 2024 winner, and very deservedly so. Thank you very much.